We're all waiting for Mashiach to come, and in Sanhedrin Perek Chelek we have a lot of preconditions which are stated in the Gemara before the Mashiach can arrive. There's also some conditions in the Sefer Sota as well. And then, for example, one of the examples is that Mashiach will only come after a Shemitah year. On the other hand, we know that we say in Ani Ma'amin, one of the cardinal features of our credo is that Achake Lebechol Yom Shiyovo, I'm waiting for him at any time to come. In fact, it's a well-known story of the Chofetz Chaim, who was so excited that Mashiach might come at any moment, he would not sit in an armchair during the week, because he said Mashiach might come at any moment, and that would prevent me for a split second from rushing to go to the Geula, because the arms of the chair would impede my progress. So it is told that the Chofetz would only sit on an armchair on Shabbos, because there's a Gemara in Erevin which tells us that Mashiach will not come on a Shabbos. That's a very, very fascinating story of the Chofetz Chaim. We'll come back to the what the Chofetz Chaim has actually written shortly. Yet, we have in the Gemara in Sanhedrin a very interesting piece of Gemara here on Daf Tzadi Ches, which would indicate that the possibility is that he might come at any moment, but at the same time we've got all these other Gemaras saying he won't come until certain preconditions have been fulfilled. Well, the normal answer to that conundrum is the Gemara on Tzadi Ches, which goes as follows. Omar Rabbi Alexandri said, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Romi, the great Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, who is the last of the Tanoim, the earliest of the Amoraim, old discussion at the end of Maseches Uktzin as to his actual status. He was a very great man in any event, and he had the question, Ksiv Be'ito. At the very end of Yeshaya, who's the Novi, talking about the Agiula Hasida, the Pasuk says, Be'ito Achishena, I will bring it on, Be'ito on its time, and I will hasten it. So what's going on here? How can you have it both on its time and hurrying it up? If it's got a fixed time to come, that's when it's got to come. You can't hasten a fixed time. On the other hand, it says, I will hurry it up. So how do you reconcile this contradiction? Says Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, it's simple. Zochu achishano. If Klal Yisrael will merit it, then I will bring the time forward. Lo zochu, but if they're not meriting it, then be'ito, it will take its natural course. So from here, we're able to distinguish two different points of arrival of Mashiach. Either he will come at the end of the time which has been set aside for it, in which case it will be Be'ita. However, if Klal Yisrael are Zocha, they can bring it forward. So it seems that the Chofetz Chaim, who was waiting for him to come any second, was hoping for the Achishena part of it. And those Gemaras in Sanhedrin which state that it has certain preconditions before it can be fulfilled, they are talking about the Ito part. That's the simple way of understanding it. Now, there is another tricky Gemara a little bit later on, which is also talking about Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Now, you should know Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was so great that he was actually in the famous sugya in the end of Amadir and Ksubas. He was given permission to go into Olam Habo to see where his place would be. He was so great, and he had was always in contact with Elio HaNovi. So the Gemara then tells us that once upon a time, there was Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, was met by Eliyahu, Davi Kaima Apischa de Ma'alta Rabbi Shimon ben Yochoi. They were standing at the gate of the Ma'ora, of the cave of Shur ben Yochoi, and probably Meron. Omale asino le'almo de'osi. He said, I want to come to the Olam Habo. Omale imyutsa adonazeh. But you've got to get permission first to come in. That was the answer given to him. Omale Yeshua ben Levi shnaim ro'isi v'kosh lusha shamati. I saw two people there, but I heard a third one. So Omale Amos Osi Mashiach. And then he said, when will Mashiach come? So Eliyahu says to him, Amalei zil shailei ledidei. Let's go and ask him personally. Let's go and give, we'll talk to him, and we will get his answer. Vehechi Yosef, where can I find Mashiach? A pisco de, some say pisco de Romi is the Gittus of the Gros, the Algotic text of pisco de Kauta, Kauta meaning the particular city. That's where he is ensconced, and we can ask him what is what he has to say. Or my simone, how can I tell who Mashiach will be? Yosef beni aniye sovle chaloim. He will be sitting amongst poor people who are suffering from sickness. V'chulan shoru v'asiri pechad zimna, and they will all be taking off their bandages and putting them on at one moment. However, iyu shorichad v'asichad, he won't do it all at once. He'll do each one separately. Chadama dilma mavina dilo iakiv, because sorry, I beg your pardon. Shorichad v'asichad. Oma, beg your pardon. I'll stop at the wrong place. Shorichad v'asichad. He would take off one bandage and replace it. Oma, he said, dilma mavina dilo iakiv. I'm worried that I shouldn't be delayed. If I'm called upon to come quickly, I'd have to rush out, and if all my bandages are not in position, it'll take a long time before I put them back on. If however I've taken only one bandage on, I can put it back on quickly and I can go very quickly. It's very similar to what we said about the Chofetz Chaim before. He didn't want to wait a second when the right time came. Omale shalom alecho Rebbe Yomori, he said to him, I'm giving you shalom, my master, my teacher. Yeshua Malevi was very respectful. Omar le shalom alecha bar levoi. He replied to him, you should have peace to the son of Levi, because his father was a very chosh of a person. Levi was also a chavrus of Rav, and he gave him great respect. Omar le emes osimar, when will you be coming? Omar le hayom, I'm coming today, I'm on the way. So Mashiach is told of Yeshua ben Levi, I'm on the way already. Also legabi Eliyahu, so he came to Eliyahu. Eliyahu said to him, no, what happened, what was the discussion? He gave me shalom, but he didn't call me by my name, he called me by my father's name. This is a proof that both you and your father are going to go to Olam Haba. There's a whole discussion as to how exactly what that proof is. That's not the topic for the time being. That is discussed. But it was clear that he held him in great regard. Omar Leser, then Rabbi Yeshua and Levi said to Eliyahu, Shikuri Koshokapi, there's a ligna. He told me a lie. What do you mean, Mashiach is a liar? The Omar Le Hayom Masin Avalooso. He said he's coming today and I don't see him. He hasn't come yet. How can he tell me he's coming? He must be a chakram. Amalei, now you've got it wrong. Hochi amalach. He didn't understand what he was saying. Hayoim im bekoiloi sishmo. I will come today if you will listen to me. That was the answer. Now what's this answer? I will come today if you will listen to me. The normal explanation for that Gemara is, the simple explanation, is that if you Yidden will keep the Torah properly, then Mashiach will come immediately. That is a Geder of Achishenu. I'm ready now to come. I can't come because you've held me up. That's the normal Pshat. However, it's not the way the Chidor learns Pshat in the Gemara. That's the Gemara which we've learned the way the Chofetz Chaim learns and the way the Olam normally understands it. The Chidor has a different question. He says, how is it possible that we could expect Mashiach to come at any time if the great Gedolim, like Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yochoi, and all the people who of his door, we know there was no keshes in the sky during his door, how is it possible that Mashiach will ever come in the Geder of Achishena, if it never came for the great Tanoim and for the great Amoroim? How is it possible, he says. And what's this answer? So he suggests another answer, but before I give the other answer, he asks another question. This is a very, very well known and famous question. Why is it that the Zohar was not revealed until the time of the Rishonim? The Zohar, excuse me, I'm sorry, this should be switched off. The Zohar was revealed by Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. He knew all about it, but he didn't reveal it, didn't become public to the Rishonim until much, much later. And secondly, there are a number of chumras in the Zohar which don't apply from the Gemara. It's of course a well-known halachic rule that if the Zohar and the Gemara dispute things, we paskin like our Gemara. We don't have an asik with Kabbalah. But nonetheless, there are a number of things where the Zohar is more machmir than the Gemara, and the Yirei Shemayim do actually follow the dictates of the Zohar in a number of different places. So he asked the question, how is this possible that it was held back for 1,000 years, and all of a sudden it became much more chumradic? He suggests the following. He says that the Yoimo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is 1,000 years, because it says in Tanakh, we know that Ke'elef Shana B'Kiyom Be'inecho, it's like 1 day is like 1,000 years. So he suggests that there was a gezeirah, initial gezeirah, that the Churban of Bayis Sheni has got to last for 1,000 years, and that was so powerful that it overcame even people like Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yochai, who lived during that time. But once those 1,000 years were up, then it's possible for Mashiach to come very, very quickly, even if we're not at the Madrega of the great Gedolim. So he learns Pshat in the Gemara, Hayom, 1,000 years will go by, in Bekoro Tishmo, and then if you listen to me, you'll immediately get Mashiach. The question is, then, why, according to the Chidor's explanation in the Sefer Pesach Chanaim on the Gemara, how has it answered the question? He said, Shikurishakoshakabi. He's telling me lies. He's still telling you lies. He's not coming today. But the answer is that he learns Pshat Hayom when he said, I'm coming today. He meant, I'm coming on the day of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not on my day, which is 1,000 years' time. I will be there for you. That's when I'm coming. You misunderstood the meaning of Hayom. I said Hayom, but I'm not talking about your day. I'm talking about the 1,000 years. And some say that's the same idea, that the 6 days of creation represent, each day of creation represents 1,000 years. And then Shabbos comes, and Mashiach will be there before Shabbos comes in, the end of the 6,000 years. And each day of the week represents that millennium. And therefore, we are now really on Friday afternoon, very, very close to Shabbos. And therefore, the Kedusha of Shabbos is already coming upon us quickly. The Vilna Gaon was very, very keen that we should be getting ready for the Shabbos, because we are already well into Friday afternoon. So that's how he learns Pshat. And then he says like this. He says, for the first 1,000 years, it was not necessary to reveal all these other secrets, because there was a gzera, but after that 1,000 years was up, the Zohar came in order to increase our potential, to increase our service of our Kodesh Baruch Hu, to give us this opportunity to bring Mashiach quickly. And that's why you find certain chumras there, and that's the explanation of this particular Gemara. So, according to him, the first 1,000 years was going to be, there could have been an Achishana, perhaps, but it was almost impossible, because the standards would have been so terrifically high. But once those 1,000 years are up, it should have become much easier. Now, if we go to the Chofetz Chaim, who learns Pshat in our Gemara, not like the Chidor, he learns our Gemara in the normal way. In his Hakdama to the famous Sefer Chofetz Chaim, he writes as follows. He says, Ubimei Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Nimtze beGemara Sanhedrin Chelit Daf Tzadik Ches. We find in the Gemara Sanhedrin, which we just learned, Sheheshivu lo, they answered Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, and they said to him, Shehayoyim, today, this very day, in Bekoli Tishma'un, if you listen to my commandments, Yovo Moshech, he'll come immediately, Av Shelo Nishlam Ozadayin Zman Nagolos, Shenigzar Yisrael Sheyu Elef Shonim Begolos. Even though there was a decree of 1,000 years in Golos, it's possible to overthrow that decree, says the Chofetz Chaim, and he would come immediately. Even then he could do Minyan Yom HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kamo Shemotzinu B'Divrei Chazal Al Kol Zeh Hayokoyach HaTeshuvah Mevatel HaSagzeiro. If you don't do Teshuvah, even though you had a tremendous Gezeiro from HaKadosh Baruch Hu of 1,000 years against you, nonetheless it was possible to overcome. But now that 1,000 years is gone, Kolshkein bismaneinu shezayos mishmoyne meyoshana shekola hayom. The 800 years has already gone by since 1,000 years has gone by. Therefore, he says it should be very easy for us to be able to let the Shechina come to us. And the only thing is stopping it, Bavonaseinu Rabim, Ein Onu Manichin Lo Sheyashra Shechinosa B'Sercheinu. We are the architects of our own downfall. And the reason, of course, is quite simply because of the Golos. We know why the Golos are, the Sinas Chinom, and the Chofetz Chaim goes on to say, the Hakdama to his Sefer, to say that the whole purpose of the Sefer is to teach us how to use our words correctly, not to be guilty of Lashon Hara, which is the biggest single factor in creating the Sinas Chinom, and that's his Hakdama to it. So what we're now seeing is this: whether you learn like the Chidor or whether you learn like the Chofetz Chaim, clearly the 1,000 years that went by a long time ago, and then the Zohar came to light, and we have a duty now to try to bring Mashiach as quickly as possible, and the Pasuk of Achishena gives us that capability of doing it, provided that we will remove the Sibbos of the Churban, which are mainly Sinas Chinam, Lashon Hara. That is the real cause that is stopping the redemption, and if we could put that right, then Mashiach will come very quickly. And if we don't, we'll have to wait until the time comes. Now, that's fairly clear from the Gemara. However, what is also puzzling is this. We know from a Gemara in Erevin, and everybody knows of this, that Eliyahu Hanavi has to come prior to Mashiach. There's a famous Gemara in Erevin. It's talking about a person who says, I want to be a Nazir on the day when Mashiach will come. Let's find the Gemara in Erevin. It says, a person says, Areini Nazir, I forget the exact Lashon, B'yom Sheben David Bo. A person who says, I will be a Nazir on the day when Mashiach arrives, is allowed to drink wine on Shabbos and Yom Tov, but may not do so on weekdays. Because the Mashiach could come on any weekday, but he cannot come on Shabbos, and the Gemara gives a couple of reasons. One reason is because he can't travel on Shabbos if there's a din of Tchumin. That's a whole discussion for Erevin. He won't be allowed to travel here on Shabbos, even though he's coming Lamalo Me'asoro, more than 10 Tvachim high, we has a din of a Karmelis, hasn't got a din of Shusaram Diraisa, but there's a whole discussion about it could be that it's not permitted to do that. However, the Gemara gives a second reason, because Eliyahu Hanavi has to come on the previous day. And if Eliyahu Hanavi has not come previously, then it means that Mashiach cannot come the following day. And therefore, this person can eat on Shabbos and Yom Tov, because clearly Eliyahu didn't come on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and the Mashiach can't come. And so Eliyahu wouldn't have, if Eliyahu came, he hadn't come on Friday, and he couldn't have come on Friday, therefore Mashiach couldn't come on Shabbos. And therefore it is not possible to for Mashiach to come, and therefore it would be permissible for him to not to worry about the Naziris on that day. That's the famous Gemara in Erevin, which seems to indicate that Eliyahu has to come first. Because the problem would be this: and if you're going to make a distinction between the day when it, the final date, and the day of Ito Achishen, I'm going to bring it forward and do it early, then you've negated the whole answer. Because you're going to say that when will Mashiach not show up on Shabbos, only if it's in its final time? But if he comes early, he will come even on Shabbos. So then the Nazir is back where he started from. He can't eat on Shabbos either, because he might show up on Shabbos. So how do you do it? So there are one or two doichek answers, such as that for him to come early would be lo shchiach, and it would not go so for a davish lo shchiach. It's unlikely, but that's very, very, very pessimistic to say that it's unlikely that Mashiach will come early. It's against all we stand for. We said he's got to come. We want him to come, and we pray hard. If you're going to say that because it's very unlikely to happen, therefore the Gemara is not talking about that situation, that's a bit of yish. It's a difficult answer. So we need to understand what's going on in that particular case. But the Mefarshim ask another question. The famous Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah tells us that the Geula will take place, according to Rabbi Yeshua, it will take place in Nisan, Nisan Nigalu, or Be'is Nisan, or Sidin Higoa. Similarly, we find that in Rabbi Eliezer holds, not in Nisan, he holds it's going to be in Tishri, because of all the great things and all the Yom Tovim of Tishri, and both bring Pesukim. The Pesukim, Rabbi Yeshua brings the Pasuk of Leil Shemurim, that means it's the time when it will be looked after, and Rabbi Eliezer brings the Pasuk of Shofar, Shofar, Shofar. Now, the problem again there is, if you're going to tell me that Mashiach cannot come on Shabbos or Yom Tov, but that Gemara says he will come on the first day of Pesach, Leil Shemurim, or he'll come when the shofar is blowing, which is the Rosh Hashanah. So therefore you've got another question. That Gemara quite clearly indicates A, that he'll only come during the month of Nisan or of Tishri, and he might well come on a Yom Tov. So you've got a double problem here. You just said to me just now that he first says, I'm going to be Nazar when Mashiach will, on the day when Ben David will come, doesn't have to keep on Shabbos or Yom Tov, but does have to keep the rest of the year. But according to this Gemara, why should he keep it after Nisan and after Tishri? Mashiach won't come according to that. And also, why do we say that on Shabbos and Yom Tov he can eat? We see Mashiach might well come on Yom Tov of Pesach and the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, it would come out that the only time when he wouldn't be the only time that he would be prohibited would should be the only time he should be prohibited would be on Yom Tov of Pesach, which is of course ridiculous because the Gemara doesn't hold like that. So you've got a complete stira between the Gemaras. But this stira is discussed both by the Turi Evan and the Oruch Laner, there are others too, but those are the main ones. And the Turi Evan answers as follows. Let's see the Turi Evan first. He says, now, there are two possible time schedules which we've already mentioned. We've already been Meramez, we've already not more Meramez, we've said there's two times. There's the Itoy and there's the Achishenah. The Itoy will be the time which would be the normal time to come, and the Achishenah will be the hastened time. So, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah is talking in a case of Lo Zachu. If Lo Zachu, then it'll only take place in Nisan or Tishri. And if it is, says the Turi Evan, then it could actually happen on Yom Tov too. Because since it's the fixed time, it could be then. But the Gemara in Erevin, which says that a person says that I may take on by myself Naziris when on the day when Ben David will come, that he says could be talking only about the Zachu situation, where Klal Yisrael merit to come early. Hayom in Bekorah Tishmo. Then there is no particular urgency for him to come, and therefore, if it's deferred by one day to make life convenient for Klal Yisrael, it's not the end of the world. That's a bit difficult because we're saying that if when Mashiach comes, we haven't got a second to spare. And now we're saying, look, if it's Shabbos, so we'll wait a day. It's a little bit contradictory in Machshava to say that because we've got more time, then we can wait a little bit. There's also another problem. According to that Savora, if then it's going to come Be'ito, it will come on Shabbos or Yom Tov. And then we're back where we started from. If it can come on Shabbos or Yom Tov, then why should we? Why when he said Abiyomsha Ben David Bo, he didn't say Abiyomsha Ben David Do only if he comes Achishena. He said any time he comes. And since he could come on that day, so why did they matter Shabbos or Yom Tov? It's a difficult to call, very difficult according to Turi Evan. So Tur Heaven comes up with a Birchut Godel, not for us to say, talk about Tur Heaven in this form, but since there are other answers, maybe we can call it the Dochuk. He suggests that if Moshiach were to come on its normal time, in his normal time, he would only come at night time, because it says Leil Shimurim, right? And therefore, if it's only at night time, then during the day, he won't come. He won't come during the day. And when it says Shofar, well, it's the time of the Shofar, but not the day of the Shofar. Which, you can imagine how difficult it is to suggest that that's the Pshat in the Gemara. But he gives another explanation, which is a little bit more miskabel. He says, when the Gemara gives the time of Leil Shemurim and the day of Shofar, it's Lav Davka, the night of Pesach, or the day of Pesach, the day of Rosh Hashanah. What it means is around that time. It means that's the time. Just like Nisan is a time of general time of Geula, and the central focal point of the Geula is the Leil Shemurim, because that's the date of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the Geula will be affected, and it'll come about that time. Ah, but it can't come on Shabbos or Yom Tov for other reasons, because that's not allowed. It could be also another thing. The Rambam doesn't say this, but I think one could be masbir a little bit, perhaps, adding a little bit. It could be that since we know that the Geula has to come b'ito, it's very difficult to assume that Kodesh Baruch Hu would have preordained 2,000, however many thousand years ago, that at the time of the Churban, he's preordained that the Geula will come on a Shabbos or a Yom Tov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can organize things any day of the year he likes. And as we know, Shabbos of Yom Tov is not an appropriate day. It's very difficult to say that he would have made that day the right day. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not subject to chance. It's not subject to the whims of Abraham. When that volcano went off a couple of weeks ago, it didn't just happen to go off. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided the very day and the minute when it went off. And therefore, he needed it to go off for a particular reason. In fact, there's the most wonderful story showing how careful HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in his choice. There was a man from Eretz Yisrael who needed a liver transplant desperately. And he was told in Eretz Yisrael they can't do it, he's got to go to Antwerp to get it done. He went to Antwerp to have the liver transplant. He said, yes, we can do it for you, but there's a waiting list of 50 people before you. And you better go home, it'll be 3 to 6 months. We don't know whether you'll still be alive by that time, because once you've got a liver problem, it goes very quickly. In 2 to 3 weeks, you can be gone. But we can't do, you're in the queue, and we've got 50 livers needed before you. We hope you'll still be alive, and the chances are we're very, very remote. So the man's very distressed. He goes, what can he do? He's got to go back to spend his last couple of weeks back in Eretz Yisrael with his family. He rings up the airport. He wants to book a ticket. Sorry, no tickets available because of the ash from the volcano, not possible for you to go back, you just have to wait here in a hotel for a few more days. So what can he do? He sits there and he waits. The following day he gets a call from the hospital. Hospital says, are you still available for that liver transplant? He says, yes, but he said there were 50 people before me. Well, the other 49 couldn't get the plane to get here to get it, so you're the next one in the list. Would you like to come and have it done? And that man went, he had his liver transplant, and Baruch Hashem, he's alive today. And anybody who tells you that the volcano came by chance, it came davka in order to save that man's life. That's a way of looking at how Kodesh Baruch Hu arranges volcanoes. Now, if Kodesh Baruch Hu can arrange volcanoes like that, he can arrange for Mashiach to come on a day which doesn't interfere with Klal Yisrael. So it could well be that when we say Leil Shemurim and Shofar, that's to tell us that's Arum, that's the time roughly when it's going to happen. But Akash would never have done a thing to inconvenience Klal Yisrael. He's got 2,000 years to do it. He could have picked a day which would be more appropriate. So in Mela, there's no Kasher at all. It could work like that. That would answer the Tur Heaven beautifully. So according to that, it comes out that the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah is talking about the time of Be'ito, when it will take place, and then it will only take place or in Nisan or in Tishri, but even then it will not take place on Shabbos or Yom Tov, like the Gemara said. At the same time, the Gemara in Erevin is worried that you can't say that we can only make the Nozer forbidden in Nisan and Tishri, because maybe it'll be Achishena, maybe it'll come quickly, and if it'll come quickly, then we'll have the other problem. So either way, you've got to watch both, and that's why the Gemara is makbid in to Asr the Nozer, even on the case that it might be Achishena. Because of the case, it might be Achishena. That's the Turiyevim. The Oruch Laner gives a completely different answer. He says, you've got to be very careful. Don't mix up two concepts, he says. We've been talking all the time about Mashiach. This is the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah is not talking about Mashiach. It's talking about the Geula HaSida. And don't necessarily equate Geula with Mashiach. What's Pshat? Because Geula is Kibbutz Golias. It's removing away the Shibud Malchus. That's what Geula is. Mashiach could be either before or afterwards, depending on how you learn. So we could say the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah is saying that the Geula, the removing of the Shibud Malchus and Klal Yisrael's release from the subjugation of the Goyim, will take place in one of those 2 months. The Gemara Nedav is not talking about Geula. The Gemara is talking when Mashiach will come, and that might be before or afterwards, depending on the situation. And then he quotes the famous Gemara in Megillah. If you look through the Seder of Shemoneh Esra, the Gemara in Megillah sets it out very clearly. First of all, we have Kabetz, after the first few brokers, Refoinu's the 8th broker, then the 9th broker, to Kabetz Shofa Godel Lecheru Seinu, the son is Lekabetz Goliath Seinu, we'll have Kibbutz Goliath. And then we have Estemach David, Veneiru Shalayim, Nestemach David. So the Tzemach David of the Mashiach, according to that Gemara, will come after the Geula, after the Kibbutz Goliath. And therefore, the Geula in Rosh Hashanah has got nothing whatsoever to do with Mashiach. That's why it might well take place in Nisan. It's got nothing to do with Ito Achishenu. It's a completely different concept. It could be that the Kibbutz Goliath will be at a completely different time, and that therefore you can't compare the two Gemaras at all. No, there's no comparison between the two. And this whole Shaila is whether Mashiach will come before or after Kibbutz Goliath is a very interesting thing, because the Gemara in Megillah seems to indicate that Kibbutz Goliath will come first and Mashiach will come afterwards. There are other indications that might be different. For example, we know that we're going to be very similar to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was like the Mashiach in Egypt. He came and he managed to get Klal Yisrael to behave themselves sufficiently to bring them out. So some say, on the contrary, Mashiach will come first, and then he will encourage Klal Yisrael to behave themselves, and he will bring them back. And in fact, if you look at the Rambam, that's exactly what the Rambam says. Amru Chachomim bein ha'olam hazeh limus ha'Mashiach el shibud malchus bevad. Yirem ipshuton shel divrei ha'neviim. The pshat from the look at the Nevi'im is betchilas yemus ha'Mashiach tiyeh milchemes Gog u'Magog. It'll be a big fight, a big battle. V'shekodim milchemes Gog u'Magog yamud novi liyashu Yisrael u'lahochin la'libom. There will be a Novi who is the Mashiach who will come and prepare Klal Yisrael for it. And he will bring the Heshiv Lev Ovus Arbonim. And then he will be the catalyst. So it seems that according to this explanation, Mashiach will come before Kibbutz Goliath. And yet according to the other Gemara, Kibbutz Goliath will come before the Mashiach. It doesn't seem to be dependent one on the other. The truth of the matter is that we shouldn't worry ourselves, because clearly the Gedolim didn't agree, or perhaps they felt it could be either way. There's no real machlokas in the sense that they all agreed there's different ways of it happening. And the Rambam says you shouldn't look into these things too much. Just accept it when it comes, and we don't have to worry ourselves. Let's worry about halacha more and what will happen here. So that's a matter of interest, and there are different possibilities. Now, let me just mention one or two more points on this subject. Right. So this same Oruch HaNer says that that if Kibbutz Goliath has not yet occurred, and we know that Mashiach has to come before, then why should the Nozer be asked to drink? Mashiach hasn't come, and the Kibbutz Goliath hasn't come, and if Mashiach has to precede it, then which way it is. If you say that Kibbutz Goliath has to come before Moshiach, if you're going to say it's got to be that way, then there's no reason for the Tassel of the Nozim. So you've got to then say that the Gemara in Erevin is disagreeing. And that's difficult to start saying there's machlokes about it. Similarly says, we know that Moshiach will only come after a Shemitah year, following a war which takes place during Shemitah. So therefore, why do we make this Nozir forbidden any other time? So it says the Aruch HaNeh, yes, but we've got the Zohar in Parshas Shemos, which says, like I just said to you just now, that Moshiach will be like Moshe Rabbeinu, and he will come first, like the Rambam said. And similarly, the Sfas Emes also makes the same distinction as the Aruch HaNeh between Moshiach and Gula. Ben David Lechud or Gula Lechud. So Moshe came first, and then we were taken out of Egypt. So it could well be the other way around. So what we're saying is we don't know for sure which way it would be, and therefore we have to go Lechumra. Since it might be the other way around, therefore the Gemara in Erevin does not impinge upon the other Gemara. It could be either way. So according to that, the situation of Kibbutz Golias and Moshiach are completely separate ideas, and you can see it could be either way. So if the Gemara in Erevin, we don't have to say it's Mechulek, it could be explained whichever way. But now let's go back to the other point, was that which we haven't yet elaborated on properly, and that is, right, even if we say Kibbutz Golias as Lechud and Mashiach Lechud, and even if we say there's a difference between it Achishena and Ito, there's another problem. When is Mashiach going to be preceded by Eliyahu, and when isn't he? So we've said up to now that in order to reconcile the Gemara in Erevin, the Mashiach will only come before the final Itar. Because if you don't say that, how can you, if you don't say that, then since he could, Mashiach could come at any time, that you would have had to have, and if you have to have Mashiach preceded by Eliyahu Hanavi, you're going to have difficulties in this concept of Achishena. Is that right? Let's think again. If you've got, we said if Mashiach can only come before the final situation, then we would only have to ask it in Elul in Tishri. So clearly the Gemara in Erevin doesn't hold that. So it must be talking that Mashiach will come before Be'ito. No, but does he have to come before Achishena? I beg your pardon. He has to come before Achishena. But does he have to come before Be'ito as well? That's what we discussed before. Now, there's another very, very fascinating proof from our Minhagim. This I saw in the Margolis Hayam. It says when we make the Horachamons in connection with Bris Milah, we have a whole lot of Horachamons, we have Avi Ayeled and this one and that one and the Moyel, but the last two Horachamons who says you Yivarech, how's the Loshon go? It says I've got it written down here, one second, let's read it out properly. We don't say it that often, so I don't remembered Baal Peh too well. He says like this, if I can find it, 1 second, here we are. Horachamonu yishlach lonu meshicho hoylech tomim. Then the final one, Horachamonu yishlach lonu koin tzedek asher lukach le'elom. What's he saying? He's saying first of all he's going to send the Mashiach, and subsequently he's going to send Mo Eliyahu. Now that's the wrong way around. Why is it back to front? He will first of all send Mashiach, and then subsequently he will send Eliyahu. Elomai, this is a proof that not necessarily does Eliyahu Davka have to come beforehand. So what we're saying here is, according to this, that if it is Achishena, which is what we're all hoping for, Mashiach can come just like that, right? Even without Mashiach coming yesterday. And if, however, it is Be'ito, okay, then Eliyahu would have to come first. Now that's a bit of a problem, because it's exactly opposite of what we were saying before. And this actually would fit in with our Gemara. Our Gemara, if you're going to say Hayom Bekolo Tishmo, and Moshiach says, I'm coming today. But we just said before in Erevin, he can't come today because you've got a Har Eliyahu didn't come yesterday. So how can he say I'm coming today? But if you learn like the Chidor, you don't have a problem, because in Kola would refer to 1,000 years later. So according to him, you've reconciled the two Gemaras. But if you're going to say that it's that Moshe or that Eliyahu will only come before the Be'ito, then you could say that the Gemara in Erevin is talking about the Achishena situation, and that would fit in with. It would not fit in with our Gemara. I beg your pardon. No, that would be wrong. Because the Gemara in Erevin says Mashiach has to come first, even in Achishana situation. And our Gemara is saying that Mashiach only has to come first in an Ito situation. So you've got to stir between the Gemaras. So some people would say there's a machlokus between the Gemaras. That's difficult. To make a machlokus between the Gemaras just because that doesn't quite fit in is difficult. So what are you going to have to say? On the one hand, we've got this Gemara over here, which seems to indicate that Eliyahu does not have to come before Achishena, but then that by default he will have to come before Be'ito. But that Gemara quite clearly will say that Eliyahu does have to come before Be'ito, because he can't be talking only about Achishena, because if it's only about Achishena, it has to come before Achishena, because he can't just be talking about Be'ito, because if it's talking about Be'ito, it would mean that you only have to be also in Nisan and Tishrei. So what we're doing here? Now, there's a very fascinating Rambam. The Rambam doesn't get involved in all this. The Rambam, I wrote it out. Hang on, where's this Rambam going? Here we are, I've got it here. No, I haven't got it. I had it before. Where's it all gone? No, still not found it. I definitely had it. Where is it gone? Ah, I remember what it is now. I guess I found it. Here we are. Right. Says the Rambam. He says like this. Right. V'yesh min ha-chachomim she'omrim she'koidem bi'as Mashiach yovu Eliyahu. Yesh min ha-chachomim. What do you mean yesh min ha-chachomim? In other words, he says it's a machlokus. It's not a clear inyan. Some say and some say. Why does he say yesh min ha-chachomim? Maybe he feels his mamashek machlokas asugyus. That's possible. V'chol eilu advarim. But then he goes on to say the following: uchiyos ben lo yeda adam eich yiyu achiyu. He says, "Well, no, never really know until it happens." Aye, these are great amorim, great tanoim. They should have known what they were saying. No, he says, they don't really know. Shidvarim stumim heim eitzel hanaviim. It was even hidden from the neviim. It's true they thought like that in the Nevi'im. It looks like this. But it's not muchrak. It's not definite. It's a sort of, as some people say, Shalosh Shudas Torah, so to speak. Gam ha-chachomim einam kabbalah b'dvarim ha'elu. Chachom haven't got a real kabbalah. Ela lefi hechreya ha-psukim. They're trying to work out the psukim according to the best of their intelligence. And that's why they're arguing about it. Not because they've got a Kabbalah and that they've got to follow their Masoira back to Moshe Rabbeinu. Val kol ponim, ein sidur hayivoyas devorim eilu v'lo ligduteim ikka badas. You should know, he says, these are not the most important things in our religion. Don't worry too much about them. Don't spend too much time with them. Lo yisase godem b'divrei goddess. A person shouldn't spend all his time worrying about these things. Lo yarech medroshes asun b'nyanim elokios ben. Don't spend a lot of time being marich in these things. Yes, it's nice to have a little bit of speculation and give us a bit of emun and a bit of musa, but you don't have to spend all your time doing that. But lo yisimem ikka, again he repeats himself, that's not the ikka of the Torah. She'ein mevi'in lo lidei yiro v'lo lidei avo. They won't bring it to Yiro Shemayim and they won't bring it to Avo Shemayim. V'chein lo yechshor v'chashiv ha'kitzin. Don't start worrying about the dates on which you might come after. That's a whole sugya on its own. So what we're seeing from the Rambam is like this. You've got the sugya like this, and you've got a sugya like that, and you've got perhaps this and perhaps that. And I think that that's really what's going on here. When the Gemara in Eilevin says, "Biyom Sheben David Bo," it asks those days. It's not going into whether Mashiach Davka will come before Davka won't come before. You see, from the Rambam, they weren't sure whether it happened. But it might happen. Since it might happen, so Mimela it could happen. And if it could happen, then you've got to be Machmir. You've got, because that's the day he had in mind. That's the day when it's right for him to come. Aye, Mashiach might. But since Mashiach might have to come at that time, therefore we're able to assume that that's how it would be. Over here in this Gemara here, which says, "I'm going to come today." Yes, it could, you know something, it could even be that if Klal Yisrael are really fantastically good, I'll come immediately. And if they're not quite fantastically good, I'll wait till a day later. But we don't know any of these things. So therefore it could be that there's no machlokas asugis at all. That Be'emes, they're all holding the same thing. That there's going to be a Gula, well, that's definite it's going to be. And Moshiach will come. He might come after the Gula, that we said before the Kibbutz Golos, he might come before to help us on the way. Elio might decide to come before because he's supposed to come, that he's meant to come according to Nevi'im, but he may, for certain reasons, and maybe he won't show up. Now, what's the relevance of all this today? There's one very important feature which is worth finishing off with. I've still got just a couple of minutes left. We all know that the state of Israel was founded in 1948 on the fifth day of Iyar. Now, is this the beginning of the Gula or not? Now, I'm not going to get into a political discussion, that's not for me. The big Talmidei Chachamim have argued about this. There are those who say this is the Aschalta de Gula. Some very great people have said the Aschalta de Gula. Others have said it's the Sotan Merakid Lifnei Enayam Klal Yisrael. But less man de polik, it could have been a start of Gula. Now, that will depend on whether, on this machlokus between the Oruch Laner and the Turi Evin. According to the Oruch Laner, it is shayach for Geula to take place before Mashiach will come. And Geula means there will be a start of Kibbutz Golis. And nobody can argue that we've had Kibbutz Golis. The Russians have come in waves. The Moroccans have come in waves. The Americans have come in smaller waves. People are coming to Eretz Yisrael. So there is a start. It's not finished by any means. Yidden are still under oppression in Yemen and the oppression in various places, and there's still plenty of anti-Semitism. But the Kibbutz Golis, I think people can see B'chush, it may have started. So according to Aruch Laner, it is shaykh to say that this could have been the beginning, or Mashiach will have to come later, according to what we said. According to Turi Evin, however, it's all one thing, if you're going to say that. It's going to be very difficult to say there's been any Gula at all. Where's Mashiach? He hasn't, if Mashiach has to come first, he hasn't come, as far as we're aware. Therefore, you can argue that this is nothing. It's just happens to be an event which took place. It's possible to say that it's the Mashiach has to come first, and therefore it's nothing has happened as yet. But let's finish again. There is no clear-cut answer to that question, like there's no clear-cut answer to anything. All the views are shaykh. It's possible to have one or the other. And it's possible that maybe even the Talmid Chacham, I'm not really arguing the thing, that some are saying the time is ripe, some time it isn't right. We're waiting for Mashiach to come whenever. And we know that if we zoche, he will come. But we've got to want him to come, and we need to raise our standards of Yiddishkeit, particularly to remove sinas kinam and machlokas, which is the sibah of the churban. And then we are so close now that we should still be able to be zocher to achishena, rather than to have to wait to the very end of the time, which was preordained, which is be'itah. We don't know when that would be. So I hope that what I say is not too confused, because the whole subject is a confused subject. But we've got the concept of when Mashiach will come, the concept of when Eliyahu will come, and the concept of Gula, and they've all got to be intertwined into one picture. You've got enough Makaris to follow it through a bit more inside. But as the Rambam says, don't spend too much time on it. Get back to the Gemara. Okay.